As generative AI impacts businesses, organizations, and communities, our guest, Andrea Bonin Blanc, founder and CEO of GEC Risk Advisory, says,
"Leadership must manage the ethics and the risks of the seemingly ungovernable while simultaneously leaving room for creativity and innovation."
Find out more. Join us for episode 299 of Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper.
This episode is brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated, enabling successful leaders and companies to accelerate to their next level of success. On the web at businessadvance.com. And now, here's Pam and Scott.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Pam Harper, founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement Incorporated. And right next to me, as always, is my business partner and husband, Scott Harper.
Hi, everybody. It's great to join you again. And as always, our purpose here is to spark new insights, inspiration, and immediately useful ideas that can help visionary leaders accelerate themselves and bring their companies along to their next level of game-changing innovation, transformation, and growth. Now, as our regular listeners know, we're big believers in the powers of technology. But we see every day in the news and from our own conversations with top leadership, there's a paradox here. Things like ChatGPT and other forms of generative AI can be incredibly useful as tools that can help people with all kinds of business innovation. And yet at the same time, these same tools can also create unprecedented governance issues, can be very confusing. There are risks, ethical questions, a lot more.
That's right. For instance, just because we can do something, should we do it?
One of our favorite
yes.
quotes, yes.
And what type of governance do we need to consider to be consistent with the ethics of employees, partners, customers, and so many others who are impacted by the technology?
It can be complex. This is just the beginning of the list. There's so many other issues to consider.
That's why we're glad to be speaking today with Andrea Bonin Blanc, JD, PhD. She's the founder and CEO of GEC Risk Advisory, a governance, risk, ethics, and tech advisor to business, NGOs, and government. A former C-suite executive, she serves on several boards and is independent ethics advisor to the Financial Oversight and Management Board for Puerto Rico. She's a life member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a keynote speaker, and book author, including the book Gloom to Boom, How Leaders Transform Risk into Resilience and Value. This came out in 2020, and we're going to be referring to it today. She's a 2023 Diligent Governance 100 Award recipient. She's also a 2022 NACD Directorship 100 awardee. Currently, she's writing a new book on the governance of exponential technology due in 2025. You can read much more about Andrea's background by going to growthignitersradio.com, episode 299, and scrolling down to resources. Andrea, welcome to Growth Igniters Radio.
Thank you so much, Pam and Scott. Really great to be here with you.
This is such an incredibly timely topic, and it keeps moving. So we've done these episodes before, and some of the things that we've talked about seem almost outdated, and maybe they were a year ago. It's moving that fast. We're glad you're here. Let's start out by talking about your book, Gloom to Boom, How Leaders Transform Risk into Resilience and Value. What inspired you to write that?
So the book came out in 2020, and it was something that was percolating in my brain for many years, let's say. And what I wanted to convey through a book like this was many years of being in leadership positions and watching other leaders, CEOs, board members, in a variety of different industries, also looking at governance in other sectors like the nonprofit sector and the government sector, and always being a little bit dissatisfied with how, a little bit is actually an understatement, quite dissatisfied with how leaders manage the non-financial issues that are core to their business or their business planning and strategy. And what I mean by that is that we now talk about environmental, social, and governance, and it's become a hot potato, but it continues to be a very important set of issues, risks, and opportunities. And I've been dealing with those issues my entire career as a general counsel, chief risk officer, chief ethics and compliance officer for several companies, and in the last 11 years as an independent consultant, helping others think about these things. And ESG, or whatever we want to call it, are core issues that should and do affect strategy. And if you're blind to them or you're not paying attention, you will be hurt. Now, in my book, I added a T for technology because in my opinion, and I've gotten a very good reception, especially from technology people, in my opinion, ESG does not fully account for the tech issues, risks, and opportunities that are suffusing our lives. And that was true in 2020, and it is way truer today in 2024 and into the future. So I wanted to write a book about how leaders identify and then incorporate the ESGT issues that are most important to their business and footprint, and then create a sustainable strategy and organizational resilience. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yes. You know, what really struck me about your book is when you made that list, you have a list of all the different technological issues that are impacting us. And I thought, oh yeah, that. I hadn't really thought about it. It's a long list.
Yeah.
It's a long list.
And in fact, we've been reading your annual megatrend manual. You've mentioned that right now your number one megatrend for 2023 and 2024 is the governance of exponential technology. It's what you just said. Now, generative AI, ChatGPT, and other AI engines is certainly part of exponential technology. So let's get a little more detailed. In your opinion, what are the biggest current challenges that CEOs, C-suite teams, boards, and other top leaders face that are related to generative AI?
The ESG Team Megatrends Manual, which I've been publishing with Diplomatic Courier for the last 4 years, was intended as almost a supplement to what I did in Bloom to Boom, the book. In fact, the first chapter of Bloom to Boom is all about the megatrends of our turbulent times. And I had 10 in there, but 10 is too many. So I've reduced it to 5 because that's much more manageable and people just won't pay attention to 10. So I have 5 major multi-year megatrends that I'm following from year to year. And I'm always, when I write them in the middle of the year, taking advantage of a lot of the great resources that have been published, like the World Economic Forum Global Risk Report, Allianz Risk Barometer, Edelman Trust Barometer, et cetera, et cetera. I take advantage of all of that great research and information. And then I project into the next year, what do I think are the most important big picture issues that boards and executives need to think about in terms of their own footprint in the business world. And so my number one issue, risk, opportunity for the 23-24 period was what I call exponential tech becoming ungovernable. GPT and generative AI are a core part of that, because we have found, certainly in the last year and a half, 2 years now, that we've lived with all these different variations on the theme of generative AI, large language models, not just words, but visuals and all kinds of other things, that we cannot keep up. As decision makers, we cannot keep up with the avalanche of information and developments in tech that are taking place. So it's even more incumbent on C-suites and boards to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that they need the right people, the right information and inputs to be able to make their proper business decisions. And so this is a critical time for those leaders to really rethink how they're leading and how they're developing their strategy.
It's a pivotal time, yeah, to be sure. Just for clarity, you talk about exponential technology. For anybody who might be thinking, well, what exactly do you mean by that? Is it just the AI technology, or are you talking about more than that?
Absolutely more than that. So here's the scoop, if it's a scoop. Generative AI is really, it's like a hockey stick with AI. AI has been for decades, and suddenly generative AI has just really increased by an exponential amount, what we can do, how we can do it, the good, the bad, and the ugly in terms of data in, data out, garbage in, garbage out. These things have become exponential through the use of large language models and generative AI. However, there are other technologies that are doing similarly exponential or dramatically changing things, like bioengineering and synthetic biology, like quantum computing is going to come down the pike in the next 5 to 10 years, according to the experts. Different things happening in cloud, different things happening in other kinds of technology like the metaverse and spatial computing. We saw Apple releasing its spatial computing device, right? Whether it succeeds or not, there is a future for doing computing in a different way through your lenses, or maybe even through implanted devices, right? So all of these kinds of things that are really affecting human behavior and affecting how we do things are coming at the speed of light, coming at us at the speed of light. So the purpose of the new book that I'm writing, which won't be out for another year, unfortunately, but that's the way that the publishing business works. I am trying to prepare leaders to deal with this incoming set of exponential changes, and not only prepare to protect and make sure that value and people are not hurt, but also take advantage and become the first company to do X or Y and take advantage of these opportunities.
One of the core things that you've written about and talked to us about earlier is that it is no longer possible or right for leaders to say, I'm not a technical person. I will leave that up to those technical guys and they'll tell me what to do and how we're doing it. And yeah, okay, fine. You're not a technical person, but it's incumbent upon you to get somebody to translate, to learn enough that you don't know how to do it, but you can know, oh, this is the implication of that. It's so important.
Exactly. And it's sort of akin to environmental and climate issues. Most of us on boards and in leadership roles are not environmental scientists and experts. However, the demands of what's happening in the world, what's happening through the regulatory systems around the world, the reporting mechanisms, publicly traded companies, they all have to report out what's happening to their businesses in terms of the climate changes that are taking place. Does that mean, you know, that we're all climate experts? No, it means we have to educate ourselves much more than before, know what we don't know, and then bring in the experts and new board members who actually are maybe climate experts. And the same thing happens with technology, depending on the business. Now, AI and generative AI are kind of a pervasive, interconnected kind of technology that affects other technologies and turbocharges other technologies. So that one is really important. Then there are other things. If you're a pharma company, biotechnology is going to be more important than if you're a financial institution. But at the end of the day, you have to become somewhat expert and then bring in the experts.
Right. That's absolutely true. And I think that circling back around, of course, AI is getting so much attention and does fuel a lot of other things. So we're going to focus in on that. You wrote an article for the World Economic Forum in 2023 called 8 Steps to Make Your Organization Generative AI Resilient, which I thought it was a great article. Yeah. And you refer to one of the steps as leaning in to generative AI governance and leadership. What does this mean to you? And I'm going to pile on another question right next to it. What are the implications for top leadership?
Absolutely. Thank you for referencing that article. That article is sort of the thumbnail sketch of something that I developed in Gloom to Boom, where I developed a model of how do you achieve organizational resilience and sustainability. And there's 8 steps there. And I feel, and I've proven it with clients and with others that I talk to and work with, that these 8 steps are very core and very transferable to different kinds of industries or even non-business organizations. And so they're intended, those 8 steps start with lean in governance, because to me, that is the linchpin of anything and everything we do in our companies or our organizations. And what that means is not having a sit back board, but a lean in board. And I often use the phrase, I don't sit on a board, I serve on a board. Because sitting on a board means you're just sitting there. Serving means you're there to serve, which is really the kind of servant leadership attitude that we really need to have, especially in our turbulent times, especially in our mega changing times. And so for me, this means having the right board members around the table, having the right skill sets around the table, and the right personalities. It doesn't mean we should be homogenous. In fact, far from that. I'm a huge advocate of diversity, but we want to have complementary skill sets, backgrounds, experiences that can help move the company forward or the business strategy forward.
And a culture that reinforces those conversations, that people feel comfortable saying, this is an issue, or I don't understand that. That's so critical to making that diversity work and bringing all the experts together in a way that actually matters.
Totally. And that's the second element in my model of 8 steps, which talks about culture, ethical culture, high integrity culture, a culture where people feel comfortable speaking up and don't feel that they will be retaliated against. And so that applies, again, across the board. It applies to technology issues. If you're OpenAI and you think you've achieved some new form of artificial general intelligence that's going to kill the world or destroy the world, you should feel comfortable going to your board or to your CEO and saying, I'm really concerned about this, and not feel that you're going to be retaliated against or fired or otherwise silenced.
We're going to take a quick break here. This is a good place for us to leave off just for a moment. And when we come back, we'll dig deeper with governance, ethics, and risk advisor Andrea Bonin Blanc, JD, PhD, about leaning in to design a measurable culture of ethics around generative AI. Stay with us.
This is Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper. We're brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated. That's us, and we're on the web at businessadvance.com. As always, we focus on enabling visionary CEOs and C-suite leaders to accelerate the momentum it takes to achieve game-changing innovation, transformation, and growth.
Here we are. We're now into our 10th year of Growth Igniters Radio.
That's right.
Amazing, isn't it? Well, we've been receiving more top podcast awards, including the 2023 PopCon Award for Best Business, Marketing, and Tech Podcasts. Listeners tell us they enjoy our conversations with visionary CEOs and thought leaders like Andrea Bonin Blanc, who are changing the face of business. They also really enjoy our Pam and Scott Quick Take episodes.
So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, become a recommender and spread the good word for us. Just open up Growth Igniters Radio on whatever podcast app you use and write a review. It also makes such a difference, and feel free to share links to your favorite episodes, maybe this one, in your social media.
Welcome back to Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper, that's me, and Scott Harper. Today, Scott and I are speaking with ethics and risk advisor Andrea Bonin Blanc, author of the book Loom to Boom, about issues of leadership and the ethics around the rapidly growing presence of generative AI. Andrea, tell us how people can find out more about you, your book, your keynotes, your advisory practice, and everything else that is you.
Thank you so much, Scott and Pam. You can go to gecrisk.com, which is my website, and it has various different pages, including my speaking topics, some of the projects I've worked on for clients, and then resources, links to books, et cetera. So everything is there. And then I'm very active on LinkedIn. I post a lot, recent articles, upcoming speeches, comments on ongoing things. So do follow me on LinkedIn as well, and that should do it.
Great. And you can find more information and links for this episode, including references to the article and Andrea's book, by going to growthignitersradio.com, episode 299, and scrolling down to resources. In the first segment, we spoke about some of the issues and challenges that CEOs, C-suite teams, and boards face in dealing with generative AI and other exponential technologies. Now we're going to dig a little deeper. We started to talk in the first segment about leaning in, not just sitting on a board, not just sitting in an organization anywhere, but really working together to design a measurable culture of ethics around AI. Can you share a little more about this? Maybe give a tangible example.
Sure thing. So let me start with a couple of resources that I've worked on or am working on that might be helpful. And we will put links to these as well on your webpage. What they are is, first of all, and these are both AI ethics or governance related resources. One is the Athena Alliance AI Governance Playbook, which I've worked on with a group of 5-10 women at the Athena Alliance. And it's basically 5 pillars of how to do good AI governance, actually from a more diverse perspective than the usual things that we see. And that's why we did this. We did it from a diverse female and racial ethnic background. And we want to have our voice on these topics because we feel that frequently we only hear the tech bros from Silicon Valley speaking on these topics. In that, we have a very interesting pillar that is detailed in an appendix on a product lifecycle approach to good governance and ethics in creating your products and services and creating those metrics and those strategies that you need to be able to follow a piece of AI that is created at the very beginning all through its life cycle into its termination, let's say. And so this is a very interesting piece of advice or counsel that I can reference everyone to. And then there's another piece that I wrote with a technologist, Vishwas Manral, which is on the NACD blog. And that one is about creating a holistic approach to governance from the top down and the bottom up. And that's missing many times. We need to look at the bottom up where the technologists, the technicians are all using different tools. Is there someone who's cohesively looking at that, making sure it works, and then making sure it works vis-a-vis the top down approach? So that's another article that I think could be very helpful for people.
You have to take a visit to the edge of the organization to find out what's really going on.
Exactly. Exactly. And so let me now give you a tangible example of where I think some of this is coming to the fore. And so everyone knows the OpenAI story from November 2023, where suddenly Sam Altman is fired by his board and then rehired 5 days later. Meanwhile, Microsoft is a major investor in a for-profit portion of OpenAI, which is a purpose-driven nonprofit, at least for now. And in that purpose-driven nonprofit, the governance is typical of a nonprofit. And their mission is to ensure that artificial general intelligence benefits all of humanity. That's their mission statement. And it was a nonprofit-driven mission statement. But Sam Altman came in 2019 and created this for-profit entity where Microsoft has invested about $13 billion and counting. And they have been pushing the edges of ChatGPT, GPT-4, and God only knows what else. And so put that on one side, right? So we have struggles continuing on the governance of OpenAI. Is it for profit or nonprofit? Is it something else? There's governance changes taking place there. In the meantime, you have Microsoft on the other side, right? So Microsoft, one of the most respected large tech companies in the world. It's been around a long time, but it is very dynamic. And they have had a history under Satya Nadella, not before, but under Satya Nadella, who's been there, I think, since 2015, who came in with a whole different cultural approach. And this goes back to the lean in government,
right.
The
exactly.
Board and the C-suite. He came in with a whole different attitude about responsible technology, responsible AI. And they, under his leadership, we're one of the forerunners of creating a responsible AI approach that has six or seven principles, including fairness, reliability and safety, privacy and security, inclusiveness, transparency, and accountability. And so that is something that has given them a reputation for being a responsible company, even though they may have problems, right? Everybody has problems. And their board has also been involved in propagating that, both the image and the reality of that. So now Microsoft is investing in OpenAI, and OpenAI is this sort of almost like a crazy startup that has an amazing set of technologists and products that they're developing. And a lot of controversy has arisen. So how does Microsoft continue with its responsible AI framework to maintain its responsibility while investing in this sort of changing, morphing, nonprofit, hybrid, for-profit called OpenAI?
And a challenge, to be sure.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. And is the leadership of OpenAI and the board of OpenAI doing the kinds of things that the leadership and the board of Microsoft are doing or not. And obviously, they're completely different organizations. But if you want to maintain your reputation for being a responsible AI company, you're going to want to influence what's going on with OpenAI. But if you influence it too much, the regulators are coming after you and other stakeholders and competitors. So it's kind of a cluster bomb of activity.
It's a moving target.
Yes. So, Andrea, in something like this, I appreciate the example because you have this very, very different cultures. What can any of our listeners who are in a variety of industries, what can we all take from this that would apply?
The moral of the story here is technology is moving at the speed of light. Governance, ethics, and impact on stakeholders is not. And we're having to keep up with this. And the technology is way faster than we are. So what is the moral of the story? We have to be much more open-minded and willing to accept that we don't know what we don't know and bring in the right people.
Okay. We're going to continue to get a little more specific on that. But first, we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, Scott and I will speak more with governance, ethics, and risk advisor Andrea Bonin-Blanc about immediately useful ideas to design a measurable culture of ethics around generative AI. Stay with us.
You're listening to Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper. We're brought to you by Business Advancement Incorporated, where we focus on enabling visionary leaders to dramatically increase the momentum it takes to achieve game-changing results. We're on the web at businessadvance.com.
Have you ever wondered if so many CEOs think it's important to lead for business transformation and long-term growth in the rapidly changing world? Why can it be so challenging to break the orbit of the status quo? As an author and advisor to visionary CEOs who often face mysterious pushback to their big ideas, this was the question that sent me on a long search for answers. So, what's the secret of the great leaders, the successful visionary leaders I call growth igniters, the ones who are able to ignite game-changing business growth over and over again? What's their secret? They're able to anticipate and embrace the hidden leadership dynamics that can naturally emerge in uncharted territory. And how do they do this? That's what I share in my keynote, Break Orbit, Achieving Long-Term Growth in a Short-Term World.
Go to PamHarperSpeaks.com today to find out more about Pam's keynote and her availability to speak at your next leadership conference or executive retreat.
Welcome back to Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper. Over the last two segments, Scott and I have been speaking with Andrea Bonin-Blanc, keynote speaker and author of the book Loom to Boom, about issues of leadership, ethics, and governance around generative AI and other exponential technology. Andrea, remind us how people can find out more about you, your book, speaking.
Thanks for the opportunity to share that. I have all of my information on my website, gecrisk.com, and you'll find the topics, you'll find books and resources, and also on LinkedIn under my name. I'm quite active there, so that's where you can find me.
And you can find more information and links for this episode by going to growthignitersradio.com, episode 299, and scrolling down to resources.
Andrea has given a lot of resources, so there's a lot of homework there, and it's really good stuff.
Absolutely. So we're at the part of our episode where we talk about the three immediately useful ideas, the practical ideas, and in this case, it's for leading a deliberate culture of AI ethics. We're going to discuss these one at a time, and you call them leadership to-dos. What's the first one?
So the first one goes to the core of leadership, which is, especially when you're thinking about boards, but it also applies to management teams, executive teams. Really, it goes to the core of what is the skill set of your board members, depending on the company, footprint, sector, geography, employee population, et cetera. Do you have the right board members serving on your board, not just sitting on your board, but do you have the right board members serving on your board? So that requires a constant self-evaluation at least once a year by board, the board itself, of its board members and skills matrix. And then the role, for example, of NomGov, of the NomGov committee of the board, is very important here, because they should be conducting this proactively from year to year so that we can evaluate if we're missing certain key experiences, expertises, et cetera. So I encourage that to being number one.
So if you're listening right now and you are on a plane and you're thinking, what can I do this very moment? I would just start making a list of what your board looks like and the kinds of skills that you are going to need, because the world is changing that fast.
And are there any empty boxes that need to be filled?
That's right. So let's go to idea number two.
So very much related, and I think this goes to the quality or characteristics of the person you want to have on your board. We've had lots of CEOs and CFOs and retired CEOs and CFOs on boards for time immemorial. We need different kinds of people on boards, like existing or former chief technology officers, chief risk officers, ethics and compliance, ESG environmental, depending again on the footprint of the business. But even more than that, I like to refer to this as systems thinkers, people who are used to thinking about how does the big picture work? What are the connecting dots? How are we interconnected internally and externally to stakeholders? And if you don't have a few systems thinkers on your board, you are not going to be able to provide the inputs for a successful business strategy in today's world. So that's systems thinking board members.
And part of that, I'm going to go back to what we said earlier, is people who are paying attention to the culture of the board,
absolutely,
of the company, of the C-suite, of the rest of the organization, so that the things that need to be talked about really get talked about and get acted upon.
And as an immediately useful idea, I might say that we need to start reexamining maybe some of our ingrained thinking around this, because you're talking about a mindset shift. That's a really important thing, and it doesn't happen overnight, but I think when you tie it to the things you're talking about, so important. So let's go to the third immediately useful idea.
Okay. And again, this is something that I have not seen enough of on boards or even management teams, and that is really spending some time each year on future scanning, scenario planning, exercises around what are our scenarios. One of the first jobs I ever had was a part-time political risk scenario person for a bank. And I was looking at what is the 6 to 12 month outlook for a country like Bangladesh at the time, for example. What is the political outlook? We have to do the same thing for the business footprint and planning. We need to think about what are the scenarios of where we're going, and technology is going to be a very core part of that. So look at the good, the bad, and the ugly scenarios and decide what you need to do to get to the good. So that would be my third recommendation.
Okay, and that is not a solo sport so much as it's a group team thing to do, because when you're thinking about what's possible, the more inputs you have, the more viewpoints you have, the more possibilities there are on that regard.
And so putting those things on paper, who do we have to talk to? Who are we not talking to yet? That's really important. And it's people inside, it's partners, it's all kinds of other resources and stakeholders.
There you have it. Three immediately useful ideas. Andrea, we've come to the end of this episode. This is a fascinating conversation, and one that I'm sure that if we were to go back and revisit with you in a year, we would be hearing a lot of different things going on. To be continued. Final thoughts about leadership, governance, and the ethics of generative AI.
We're living in a brave new world, and each of us needs to be brave and humble and also receive the wisdom of others, even those that we haven't included before. So we need to bring in sort of that diversity of views to be able to survive and thrive into the future.
Andrea, thank you so much for being our guest on Growth Igniters Radio.
Thank you so much, Pam and Scott. It's been a pleasure.
Same here.
Thanks, Andrea, and thanks to you out there for listening to Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper. to contact us, get show notes and resource links, especially to all of the wonderful resources that Andrea has to offer, go to growthignitersradio.com and select episode 299.
Until next time, this is Pam Harper.
And Scott Harper.
Wishing you continued success and leaving you with this question to consider for yourself and with your team.
What steps do we need to take to better ensure that we are addressing our governance issues around generative AI and other advanced technologies? Who else do we need to speak with?
Growth Igniters and Growth Igniters Radio with Pam Harper and Scott Harper are registered service marks of Business Advancement Incorporated. All Growth Igniters Radio episodes are copyrighted productions of Business Advancement Incorporated, intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other uses, including copying, editing, redistribution, and publication without prior written consent of Business Advancement Incorporated, are prohibited. All rights reserved.